The Choice, Chapter 1. I Don't Know What to Do. Hey Giselle, wait up! Oh, hi Anna. How was your summer? Can you believe it's over already and we're back at school? Yeah, I know. Sure flew by, but it was good. My family visited a lot of relatives, so we traveled a lot.
That's cool, Giselle replied. I played a lot of soccer and went to 3 ambassador soccer camps. I learned a ton.
You're the only girl I know who plays soccer the whole summer, laughed Anna. Is that why you didn't come to youth group last night? We missed you.
No, my neighbor Ziggy came over for dinner. He's been out of work for a year, and now he's found a job in Alaska for 6 months, but he can't bring his dog. He wants me to take care of him. And guess what? He'll pay me $1,200. I really want to go see my Aunt Wendy in Norway and have been saving for it. So now I'll have enough money for the plane ticket next summer and extra spending money.
Wow, Anna was shocked. That's a lot for a 5th grader.
You're not kidding. He wanted someone he could trust and who Bozo, his dog, already knew. I'd have to go over 3 times a day for an hour and then on the weekends to do some cleaning too, since Bozo sheds a lot. And being right next door, I could go over whenever I want. My parents wouldn't have to drive me.
Hi, Giselle!
The cheery voice of Mr. Craig interrupted the girls from behind as they walked toward their lockers.
Where were you last night? Did Anna tell you the exciting news?
No. What news?
Clearing his throat and sounding like a Broadway stage announcer, he said,
Introducing the new Denver Christian Academy Traveling Drama Team!
Mr. Craig's whole face lit up and Giselle's mouth fell open.
No way! That's awesome! I know we talked about it a lot last year, but I really didn't think it would happen. That's so cool!
Mr. Craig was the school's drama teacher and also the youth group leader for the Denver Christian Church that started the school. There wasn't a student in the school who disliked him. He was full of energy, loved the kids, and was always available to talk to anyone who was having problems. Both Anna and Giselle had been in his drama class the last 2 years, and all 3 of them had been involved in a number of performances at the community theater.
The school's been working overtime to find a way to fund the program so families wouldn't have to pay anything extra, explained Mr. Craig. Christian schools aren't cheap, you know. They rounded up 22 sponsors who have donated enough money to cover the cost of 8 students to be a part of this first year's team. It's by invite only. I already asked Anna, and now I'm officially extending the invitation to you.
Giselle was speechless. What an honor. The only thing she loved more than theater was soccer, and even then it was sometimes hard to choose between the two.
Oh, I'd love to be on the team, she blurted out. Where will we travel to?
Near and far, said Mr. Craig, spreading his arms out wide. We'll start in November here in Colorado. Then we have weekend trips lined up for Wyoming, Texas, and Arizona. And over Christmas and Easter break, we're going to Mexico and Haiti. I've already chosen the play we'll be doing. The purpose of this traveling team is to tell about the love of God and what he has for each person, and to invite them to commit their lives to serving him.
He spun around and shouted, I can't wait. Giselle was overcome with joy, but it was short-lived.
Oh, no. Her smile quickly faded and her heart dropped. What about Bozo? She thought.
What's the matter, Giselle?
Mr. Craig asked, putting a hand on her shoulder.
I don't know what to do.
She felt like an elephant had just sat on her, squeezing out every drop of joy.